Coming up on the program, Bill Curtis is going to join us, talk about how you can take part in a virtual market for fresh fruits, vegetables, and meat. Like your farmer's market? It's a virtual farmer's market. He'll explain that coming up in just a few minutes. Also, Sarah Stegner, James Beard Award-winning chef, is going to play Stump the Chef with us. We already have our contestant. We already have our three ingredients. If you've not heard that yet, stay tuned right after the 6 o'clock news. We'll do that. Richard Roper is going to be here as well. Steve Stone's going to be here. And we are going to get you all caught up in all the day's news and everything that is fit to print. All right. So, a lot of people wondering about their cars. What about your car? And I'm not really driving a whole lot right now, but if I were to be driving people around, it would be an emergency situation. So when people are in the car, you're like, okay, what are they touching? What are they doing? If you are a first responder, if you're a medical worker, if you're somebody who is out of the house worker, right? You're doing construction or you're doing any of those jobs that you have to be out of the house, and maybe you're driving either your coworkers, your friends, or your family around. You want to make sure they're safe. How do you do that inside your car? You kind of have an understanding about what you can do for your home, but the car could be a little bit different. So Dustin Hightower is joining us right now from Apple Chevrolet. And Dustin, thank you so much for being with us. I know at Apple Chevy, we should just mention this first. Apple Chevy is doing free decontamination of cars for first responders and medical workers, right?
That is correct. Yes, sir.
And how are they doing? And what is that set up already? You're setting up tents in the parking lot. Is that what's going on?
Yes, sir. We're getting in. We're organizing right now, but we have just signed up with a great company. We'll be the first in the state to offer this. It's an antimicrobial protection. It'll kill 99.9% of all germs in your vehicle. Once cured, it's invisible. It's safe. It's environmentally safe, and it's medical grade.
So what do you do? If somebody pulls in, what happens there?
The process is actually very simple. We'll have two different options. We'll either fog or spray, but it takes only about 3 to 5 minutes. We'll spray all of the interior, the rooftop, every component of your vehicle. It needs to sit for about 5 to 10 minutes, and then any other areas will wipe down. So it's a pretty simple process, and we just want to make sure that we're going above and beyond to protect the safety of the community and everyone around here. As you know, the owner, John, is very giving to the public and wants to take care of the public. So this is something that he wants to do.
This is absolutely free to people who are first responders or medical personnel, people who are going to be risking themselves to help others is essentially what's going on there. All right. So, and that's at Apple Chevrolet, 8585 West 159th Street in Tinley Park, if you're looking to do that. Now, let's talk about if you're at home, if somebody's at home, what are the things in the car that need to be cleaned immediately? So what are those surfaces that people should be most concerned about?
Obviously, the areas in our dealership we're focusing on initially is the steering wheel, whether you know your shifters, areas that you normally get out of the car the most in touch. Obviously, your in and out areas would be the one I would focus on, number one.
The door handles, both in and out,
right.
The area around the door handle. Now, kids, I mean, that's the other thing, too. Kids are touching everything, right? You got little kids. You got even older kids. Sometimes, you know, when I was in my parents' car in my 30s, I was touching other things I shouldn't have been touching. So that's you want to make sure that anything in the back seat is safe, has been decontaminated. And if people just want to buy at-home products, they should be, like, in general, if people have leather or cloth seats in a car, what's a safe disinfectant for them that they can buy over the counter?
Well, this product will be available to the public that if you just want to come by and purchase it and you don't want to service with us, that's fine. It will be available. Also, if you're a servicing your vehicle here, period, this is going to be a product that we will have available just to add on, because if you're serviced with us, we want to protect you too. So, on top of that, we usually do a quick vacuum there to anything else there. So the vehicle, if you're serviced with us, it will get this done too. But if you just want to come by and get the agent and do it at your own, we're in the process of organizing that too.
What is the agent? What is the actual disinfectant?
The product is by a company called Silajet, and it's antimicrobial.
Okay.
Antimicrobial.
Right. And that's and people can, all right, so they can contact you if they want to buy it, or they can go look for that on the internet as well. Let's talk about, but I want to go back to that one thing. Are there certain things, especially if you have leather seats, are there certain things you should not clean leather seats with? I mean, this is just more of a general question, because people are going to be spraying any kind of, you know, Clorox, using Clorox wipes or Clorox spray or things like that, or bleach. I mean, what is not good for the car?
Well, that's a good question. You know, in terms of what's exactly not good for it, I would leave that to the professionals. I do know that our main product right now is good across the board, so that's the main thing, that the Silajet antimicrobial product will be safe on anything, whether it's cloth, leather, anything. So you can even drink it, and you'll be fine. So,
oh, I don't
know. We're suggesting that.
No, I'm not. I don't think we should be doing that. There's plenty of other things to drink. All right, so if people want to stop by, they want to get, if they're first responders and you're in the Southland, or you're anywhere, actually, you can stop by Apple Chevrolet in Tinley Park, 8585 West 159th Street, and you pull in, you'll see the tents. When will you be up and running, do you think, Dustin?
This weekend should be the goal. After this weekend, 1 week from now, we should be good to go.
Okay. So, all right, after this weekend. So when we're starting next week. All right.
Yes, sir.
Is that about right? Okay. And then people, you'll see the tents. People can pull in. And how long is it going to take on average for people to go through this process?
Give us at least 10 solid minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, depending on the flow. On the max, 20 minutes. That should be more than enough time.
Right. And so, again, looking for police officers, firefighters, people who are out in the public. They got to be out in the public, and they're using their car to and from work, or they're using their car for work. Right. I mean, that's got to be an important piece of this as well. And hospital workers, people who are going in and dealing with patients, or nursing home workers, people who are taking care of other people in the middle of this and leaving their homes and having to go out and do whatever they're doing. They can stop by, and this is absolutely free to them. This is at your expense. This is absolutely free to those people who do it at Apple Chevrolet. All right. Dustin, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.